can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for January 10th, 2024, episode 71. Had to get it in there.
And hello, my January queen. Oh, I'm sorry.
You muted me.
My muted queen. Hello, muted queen. Hello. Well, I have to do that because when I open it up and I come in through your mic and it sounds horrible. Oh, hello, okay. My darling.
Hello, my love. Shall Here we are.
Shall we cheers right away? Let's get this out of the way because... Exactly. That sounded horrible.
We are not drinking wine. It's dry January. Dry January 10th.
Yeah, really. It's just this week.
Mm-hmm. Tell us why, Adam. Take it away.
Well, first of all, I'm very concerned.
Oh.
I don't know if I can do the show without wine.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you know, I'm always like, hey, I'm having a good time.
What are you drinking?
Curry the Keeper.
Oh, I guess you're not going to be funny then, huh?
Exactly. There's
this
no,
is going to be a dud of a show.
There's no joking going on.
I've done it sober often, so you're always lit up.
Excuse me, I'm never lit. But I do kind of miss it. All right, so...
give me a break. You have a glass of wine with dinner, and then you drink during the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm you're not lit. Dude, I grow up drinking. I grew up drinking.
I grew up?
I'm still drunk. I'm still drunk from last week.
What are you drinking now?
I am drinking chocolate salt.
Yes, Element chocolate salt.
Yes, and so we shall explain.
Yes, take it away, Bob.
The church, Bridge Church, had a church-wide fast.
That started on Monday, the 8th.
It started on Monday, the 8th. It's only 5 days.
Yes.
I can't even, I'm saying the 8th. I can't even talk, Brian. See, I told you.
I hear.
And... now they had a whole sheet, different types of fast. You can do a full on no food fast. You can do the Daniel fast, which I think is only fruits and vegetables or something. And then you can do a partial fast, or you could just fast by giving something up. That's really basically the idea: is giving something up
and devoting more time
and devoting more time to God, to mm-hmm. Jesus, to the Word, etc.
To Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I said I would.
excuse me.
I would give up all food except for dinner.
I know.
And wine.
Yes.
And we both are, well, there's no social media at night. I'm trying to stay off my phone altogether at night, although I did listen to a podcast.
Yes.
We basically spend our evenings reading our Bibles.
Yeah.
And our mornings, of course.
Yes.
We do that.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well,
how's your fasting?
I started off strong. Well, I'm still dealing with some.
What was your whole scala first?
Originally, I was going with no coffee, no social media, no television,
no husband, no joy, and no wine.
And because I'm still dealing with the whole fatigue issue, the no coffee just sent me spiraling.
Oh man, it was bad yesterday. Was it Monday? No, Tuesday.
Tuesday
it was really bad. Yeah.
I was volunteering at the church and I had to come home. So I had to introduce, so you so kindly went and got me a cup of coffee.
I was like, what can I do for you? How about if I got you some McDonald's coffee?
I know.
And you're like, yes. You want me to get that now? Yes. Like, okay, I'm off.
Yeah, so it's not as stringent as yours because I can't, right at this point,
you can't mess around with your diet.
No,
that's
I'm
a
trying
bad
to figure
right
things
now.
Out. So for me to go into fasting mode in any way, shape, or form, I think would be detrimental to me. So, you know, and it has been... I mean, you know that I'm on social media often.
All the time?
No, I am not on all the time.
I'm not saying anything. Not all the time.
I am not on all the time.
You do sleep, yes.
I do. So I do, I mean, I miss it. And I miss the television at night because that's how we decompress. We don't watch a lot of TV. We only watch 2 hours.
We only watch Frasier and we finish Frasier on Sunday, by the way. We finished all seasons. And then it's Hulu, I think. So it automatically shuttled forward to Cheers.
Yes. So we started watching Cheers.
We think, what should we watch? And I know what I wanted, but you didn't want to watch it. I wanted Little House on the Prairie.
And you know what? Andrea today was like, you should watch it. It's really good.
Yes.
I go, Adam brought it up and I go, no.
I mean, I think by coincidence, wasn't it this past year? I excuse me. I read one of the, wow.
You need wine.
I need something.
Something.
I read one of the Laura Ingalls Wilder books.
Yes. I remember you saying that.
That was this year, wasn't it?
Yes.
I just kind of got into it and I read the whole thing. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
And I remember watching Little House. That's what you say. Not Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, not
Little
LH? House.
Yeah, right. LH. I remember watching that as a kid and I really liked it. But, you know, so I can understand you didn't want to participate.
Yeah, because Andrea said, oh, it's so good. The Christmas special is so good.
Oh, okay.
Because she said that she watched all of the Frasier Christmas specials during the holidays.
Oh, interesting.
Because we were watching it and she said she really enjoyed it. So, but yeah, I said, yeah, Adam brought that up and I immediately shot it down.
What else did we come up with? We had a couple other ideas.
We started to watch Home Improvement. And we were like, no, this is not funny.
No.
And immediately Cheers. Cheers is funny.
It got us right away. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, though. Do you think it'll hold up? Because Frasier, the writing was pretty spectacular.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Anyway, so we're not watching that anyway right now because we're watching nothing.
So, yes. So we are the third day into the fast. And I think it's been great. I mean, I've been reading a lot. I'm done with reading the whole Bible. And so now I'm just waiting for the Holy Spirit to tell me what to read. And so I guess I could go into this real quickly. So I was looking for a book. I'm like, what should I read? Mm-hmm. And so many people have sent us so many wonderful books. And I open up the cabinet and there's just shelves of books. And I immediately select this book by Joyce Meyer. It's about the book of James, which is one of my very favorite books. And I turn to the opening page and it says, tests and trials lead to joy.
Which has been your word.
And
this
joy,
is your word.
Yes, it's my 2024 word. I'll talk about it a little bit more later. So, so I've been reading that book. And then I read Galatians today, which I'll talk about a little bit later. And I just finished Hebrews yesterday. So I'm just going where the Holy Spirit leads me to read it. And it's been pretty cool.
I've been, so my mornings are still kind of the same. Mm-hmm. I always, you know, go through a couple different devotionals, whatever gets my interest, I'll read that. And I'll usually wind up reading not just, you know, as a verse, obviously, but then I'll read that chapter and they'll read several chapters, maybe one before, a couple after, depending on how it goes. And of course, Pastor Jimmy always sends something.
Yes,
and so I usually look at those and I'll read that. And then at night I've just been reading different Bibles.
Yeah.
So I think I went through at least 10 chapters of, what was I reading? Oh, come on.
You were reading Isaiah.
Isaiah, right.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that in the Message Bible. And then I was like, oh, okay, I want to do something else now. And I started with the Bible that Roger McGuinn and Camille sent me.
Mm-hmm. That's the New King James.
It's the New King James version. It's the, I think it's called the Spirit-Filled Bible. Mm-hmm. I really like it because it actually has less words. Mm-hmm. For some reason, the old English is just less words. And this Bible has a lot of cool, it'll highlight a word and give you the whole etymology of the word, where it comes from, the original, I guess, Aramaic, Greek, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You say cool, like, oh, cool.
No, I think it's cool. I was, you know, so Joyce Meyer, I don't know if it's Myers or Meyer, in this book, she wrote a Bible too. Mm-hmm. And she calls it the Amplified Bible, which she adds more words.
I've seen that.
I don't like that.
Too much?
I don't like it. Annette likes it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. It's yes, it's like unnecessary to me. Hmm. So I have to go back to my Bible and read the scripture because it's unnecessary. I understand what it means. Anyway,
well,
we can talk about God shots.
Right. Well, by the time I've eaten, because I finally get to eat, or, and we've been eating early, 5:30, I'm like,
AARP time.
Yes. Big time AARP time. And then we'll go sit on the couch. And then for the past three nights, I've basically passed out.
Yes, you have, because you're digesting. your body's like, digesting.
Boom.
Well, you're eating like a small animal at dinner.
Yes. I'm actually eating a small animal.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
But my focus during the day is quite phenomenal. It really is.
You cleaned the studio yesterday.
I did. I cleaned the whole, I had a whole process. I cleaned out the whole side desk there. I moved the computer down to the floor. I put the lights back in the proper place. And I set up the whole ham radio rig and an antenna.
I know. So, but what I loved is you took, I had a box for us to go through stuff.
Yes.
You went and just put more stuff in it. You and then put it in the garage. And you put it in the garage.
I'm like, we'll look through that later. I know exactly where this box is. And you know, it's all kinds of beautiful stuff. I know what's in there.
It will never be opened by you again.
Yeah, it will.
Okay.
Yes, because you're gonna tap your foot and you're gonna say, "What are you doing about this box that's here?"
When we move out of this house,
we're never moving out of this house.
But here was the thing: so the closet doors were open.
Now stop. Okay. Now stop. Nope. Stop. You said, "Can I look in the closet?" I said, "No." No, go. I said, go away. And then you came in while the doors were open. And then you started to go, what is this?
I'm like, look at all these wires.
Can I take pictures?
I want to take a picture and put it in the newsletter.
No. This is my closet. I have one spot in the house that's my HH.
HH.
Hell hole. Oh. And I love it. And those wires are hanging nicely on a hanger.
It's a wire hanger that Joan Crawford used to beat her daughter. And all these wires are hanging off to one side. So the hanger is cockeyed. And there's like, I don't know, 50 wires hanging.
Yeah, but they're all neatly organized.
They are?
Yes. Wow. Get out of my studio.
It's my studio too.
Jeez.
Anyway, I was just like, wow. Wow. And you're just like, go away, step
Men
away.
Men deserve to have their little cubbyhole.
Okay.
Right? And look at how clean everything is. Come on, man.
Oh, so, you know, I wanted to talk to you about something.
If it isn't about the wires in my closet
I have another complaint.
Okay.
I'm having to do damage control over here.
Wine.
Okay.
Now she has complaints.
I'm having to do damage control over here. So not only am I the comms department, shipping and handling, public relations, PR, purchasing and ordering, and the complaint department. Now I'm crisis communication. Okay.
What are you talking about?
Sometimes you say things and people come back to me and they're like, is Adam talking about me? Is he talking about me? So when Julie had the beautiful note where she donated $36,500, and you said, her note is really long, but I'm going to read it. So Julie sends me
a text. That's not exactly how I said it.
This is really long.
It's really long, Julie, but I'm going to read it.
She's your friend.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I can't believe how close you came to reality there. That's really good.
So Julie texts me. She's like, I'm really sorry about the long note.
Good,
I'm really sorry.
Good.
I go,
it should be shorter. You know
what? I go, he works for me. He's gonna read your notes.
Who was it that said that to me?
You told me that in the podcast the other day that I was really the star of the show.
But who was that?
I said it to you.
No, someone texted that to me or someone emailed me, said, by the way. No, I can't remember. I came home and I told you this, that someone's at the end of this whole meeting or whatever, someone said, oh no, it was, Gordon, who I had
on Monday, you had the conversation with. Yes.
So I had this whole conversation with him. And as we're saying goodbye, he says, by the way, Tina's the star. Like, thanks. You really want me to help you with this?
But okay, so not only Julie, I've heard it from Peggy. I've heard it from Brandy. Peggy's like, the friends who are coming out of town. She goes, is he talking about us? I hope he's not talking about us.
What is the common thread? These are all your chick friends. So lighten up, girls.
Friends. They're your friends too. Oh,
by default, because they stay in my
but
house.
They're your friends too.
Oh, they are now.
Anyway. I'm having to do damage control over here. So you need to kind of lighten up a little bit.
You really can't tell me what to do. I am who I am, and my friends, who I guess these three women now are my friends, they understand me.
Yes, because now I've had to do damage control. But, like, no, he really didn't mean that. No,
I
he
did
really
mean
loves
that.
You.
The note was too long. I did mean it. It doesn't mean that I don't love her. It doesn't mean I didn't like the note. It's too long. No, anyway. That's just what it is.
Yeah. Hey.
What was Brandy all worried about then?
Because on one show you said, she's your friend. And she goes, I look at Adam as my friend too. I go, you know what? He was just kidding.
Yeah. Where's my hat? Where's my lunch?
Oh, that's That's the standard, Buzz. He was just kidding, really. He's kidding. He's really kidding. That's the standard.
Well, I'm walking back. It's weird that you're the star, but I guess what I say carries so much weight. Oh, I wonder why that is. Sorry, just the producer here.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Okay, can I just say something?
Yes.
Everybody, I'm sorry in advance for anything that's going to come. Yes.
Hey, what happened to your workouts?
Yeah.
It's been about...
2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, Well, a lot of things happened. I had COVID, RSV.
Get out of here. You did not.
Whatever I had. You're right. I got to get back into it. And then, you know, and now I just don't have the energy. I mean, I'm not eating enough. So I can't lift the weights.
And what did I, And what did I say to you? I go, watch, you're not going to eat for 5 days. You're going to lose 20 pounds. Just watch.
This is probably true. Yes. You said something else horrible to me
the
other day.
You were getting into bed and I go, hey, you hungry?
I know. You're a saboteur. You're the worst.
You go, you are really awful.
Yeah, you really are. I love you, but you're awful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Yes, I'm totally lacking. But also...
What happened?
Well, my clothes weren't fitting, and I felt really bad about you having to buy me new clothes all the time, so I decided to slow down a bit with my growth.
Oh.
And Tina comes home today with 20 pounds and 25 pounders. I'm like, oh,
wait, I bought new dumbbells.
I better carry these in, show her that I can at least lift them. Look, baby, I'm taking them into the ninja
studio.
You were
breathing heavy too. I
was not. Wow.
I'm on a roll tonight.
Yeah, you are. You also apparently in the comedic writing department. Excellent.
And I'm drinking water with a little bit of Celtic salt in it. That's what I'm drinking.
Oh, man. Oh,
so we went on a date last
Friday night.
We went to Cabernet Grill. Yeah,
that was really nice.
And guess what? I'm not the only one that selects the wrong date to make reservations. So
yes.
Oh, this is revenge for you constantly saying,
hold on a second. Thursday evening, did I suggest it? Oh, you
was
might
it have... Thursday or Wednesday? I don't remember when you suggested
it. No, it was Thursday because you said, hey, you want to go out? I think you said, want to go out? I said, yeah, let's go out tomorrow night. I said, Cabernet Grill. You said, the same thing you always say about Cabernet Grill. You can't get it. I said, yes, I can. I tap, tap. That's a table. Okay, and I said, yes, I can, because every single time I do, because I just go into the thing and plip, 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 and it was good. I'm like, see?
I was like, you got reservations for a Friday night at 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Online?
On a Thursday night, yes. Like, online, yes. Exactly. I always get my way.
So we walk into the restaurant. They know us by now because we've been there so many times. And they're looking, and they're like, Adam Curry? No.
He even says Robert Curry. No. I'm like, dude, really?
No, Adam Curry. They go, on January 19th, we have an Adam Curry. I go, you picked the wrong date. So you can never make fun of me again. Because I didn't hit the confirmation button for
Augusta. That's a little different than not hitting the confirmation button, getting the wrong... That, I can tell you why, but I don't want to bore you with the details.
Oh, no, please. We're here all night.
Because they're closed all this week. So it looked like that was all last week, and the first one lit up. That was for the next day, and I hit it. And, you know, I was going to bed. I was doing it last minute to make sure that my bride was satisfied. Oh. And you know what? They still let us in, didn't they? And gave us a beautiful table.
Yes,
and we sat, and we were seated by, what was her name?
Rouge. Yes.
I got to talk about her for a second.
Yes, please do.
And she's really not, she's young. How old do you think she was? Early 20s?
Maybe 21, 22, young.
And we're like, oh, how's your day been? And she said, I can't exactly, very quickly she said, oh, I'm so excited because I have, looks like I got another job and I can supplement this one so I can take care of my baby. I'm a single mom. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? I'm like, well, what do you have? You have a son and he's what? Two.
Two.
Mm-hmm. And then she said something. She said, I want to, you know, get back on my feet and do everything. She says, I want to break the cycle. I don't want to be kind of where my mom was when she had me. Mm-hmm. I was like,
blown away. And she's such a cute young woman. I mean, and she just had such a light about her.
She did.
And we told her that we would pray for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she was grateful for that. And, it, I just love that because it goes so against the stereotype of, I guess, Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
It completely the opposite. Like, no, I want to make something of myself. I want to get this done. I want to. Yeah. And I was, yeah, it really set the mood for our dinner, which yes. was really, it was did. Really, really
we
nice.
We had a really lovely night. Yeah. It was lovely. So could have been a disaster, but disaster diverted.
And
it
was averted.
averted. Sorry. Yes. Yeah. So that was lovely. And it was nice to hear her story too.
And
so.
it was, as always, was good food.
I hope we continue to see her there. We don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
it's going to be her second job. Sounds yeah. like she had an even better gig at the other place where yeah. she was going.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, then?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're doing the timeline. I'm afraid to interrupt.
Oh, no. Do you have something on your Absolutely mind not. That you want to no. talk about? You have no. nothing on your mind?
I do. I have our dinner, which was Saturday night. Was it Saturday
oh,
night?
Oh, yeah. At the Surgeon General's and your campaign
manager. And
my
managers. Campaign manager, yes. Yeah. Who was cranking things up, by the way.
Yes, I know.
She sent me a text today. I got to read to you. Because if you want to do anything here, in
she is the person that's going well, to make it happen.
She definitely is the person. But here's what she said. It was really interesting. She said, there's this group of four older men that meet in Stone Ridge on their porch.
Oh.
Anyone that runs for any position always meets with them. They call themselves the Porch Council.
Oh.
So apparently,
how does she know this?
I don't know. She knows this stuff.
She knows everybody in this town.
She's going to get me elected. I'm telling you.
She just introduced me to her personal trainer, and now I'm going to start training with him twice a week. So she knows everybody.
She really does. Oh, it's just yeah. You know, some people have that knack.
Yeah.
Some people have other. I mean, this is besides wrangling 2-3-year-old twins.
Yeah.
She has, this is a talent she has. It's yeah. very, very
She's
cool.
very thing. Organized.
So yeah. we had a nice time. I'd never been to their house. It was really nice to be there.
Oh, it was lovely. They made some ribeyes. You and David like made the hollandaise sauce and the asparagus
yeah.
and the steak. I mean, Karen and I are out there drinking wine by the pool and you two are cooking.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, this is fantastic.
Well, he was doing, so at a certain point, he went to go check on the steaks. He's gone for 5 or 10 minutes. Like, I'm going to go see what he's doing. And he was inside and he was doing asparagus and the potatoes. And he had two hollandaise sauces. What are you doing? He says, well, this is from this and this is, you know, from that one. He said, taste this one. I said, yeah, dude, throw that one out. That's no good. He said, I thought so. How about this one? He was putting more butter and more lemon.
Nice.
In. I said, yeah, you're nailing this one.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
And, you know,
he told us all kinds of medical horror stories. Always fun.
Yes. Well, also, too, for me, when I start drinking wine, I think I explained this to you. I said, the seal is broken. Once I like start enjoying myself, I'm like, it's
And I got to watch you because
it's like, I'm having dessert. Yep. Like if I'm drinking wine, I'm having dessert. And I ate a whole little cheesecake thing. And then yep. she had these little chocolates in her kitchen. I ate a couple of those.
See, you snuck those.
I
didn't see you eat those. Cause I know I have to watch you. Cause if you have alcohol and too much sugar, then you're Bill Gates and all night. She's a good. Watch Bill Gates rock back and forth. That's Tina.
Bill Gateson? Is that what you're
saying? It's Bill Gateson. You'll be Bill Gateson all night. Yeah, just like Bill Gates. I can't believe I did.
I wasn't sick, though.
No,
I wasn't sick.
No.
I felt pretty
no.
good.
I mean, what do you have? Two glasses of
yeah,
wine?
Yeah, I didn't have that. Much. But that's my mindset. I'm like, oh, I already cheated. Might as well just...
You were sneaking those chocolates behind my back. You knew that I would have told you that yeah. you ain't got to watch out.
I had two of them. But it was fun. We always have fun with them. They're yeah. such great people. But yeah, she's going to get you elected. That's for sure.
And I love that they have twins and we don't.
I know. They're so cute, though.
Oh,
their little fantastic. Girl. She's a good eater. The mm-hmm. Boone, the little boy. He's like picky. Well, he's picky.
It was fun though because
that'll flip.
Oh,
then
yeah, that's true.
Her,
yeah.
He'll eat her out of
he
house.
Was,
at
he
home.
Was coming over with his Godzillas his and his airplanes, and just you know, I was like, oh, I can do this.
I know.
Limited amounts of time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, send them over here.
For sure.
Phoebe will love them.
No, we're not going to do that.
So then Sunday, of course. This was the first three service Sunday for
yes,
the church, which
yes.
was, first of all, an amazing success.
Yes.
600 people.
Build it and they will come. Yeah.
I mean,
over 600 people.
I've never seen the parking lot that busy
yes.
when we got there.
It yeah.
was just, whoa, people coming in, going out. It was full. The place was full.
I was a little grumpy on Sunday.
Yeah, just a tad.
Yes, but, I was grumpy.
But it really started Saturday night, believe me. You're like, I don't want to miss the worship. That's the part. And I knew it. I'm like, oh boy. Of course you wanted to help ushering because you've been asked to volunteer.
Because I love our church.
But I know that you love worship and because you go all in on it. And I'm like, oh.
I know. And so here I am. So Tom, who is dedicated to his role, and I appreciate that. And I said, so how long do I have to stand back here? You know, so I'm all the way in the back because my role is when people come in late, I have to help them.
Oh, I didn't realize it's when people come in. Yes, I thought, why can't people come in on time?
That's what I said to Andre. I'm looking at all these people like, can't you get here on time?
Exactly.
Like, you're disrupting everything.
We should close the door and say, sorry, you're too late. Go down the hall to the principal's office. No.
So he goes, oh, you can sit down after the third song.
I go, what? Oh, no.
It's not the same worshiping all the way in the back, standing up by yourself.
So I'm in the front.
Door. I'm watching the door because
I know.
So there's you and Brandy, and you're sitting next to my girlfriend Annette, who I usually sit next to, and all I can see are your gargoyle arms.
Wow! So
up in the air,
gargoyle. Okay, you're also from the insult department, I believe. So,
I was grumpy.
So believe me, I mean, of course, I love seeing Brandy and Chris. And Annette said, sit next to me. She said, sit next to me. And then as the worship starts, she says, you can put your arms up. It doesn't bother me. Because I'm like holding them out, holding the baby,
rocking the baby.
And she said, okay. So I only put one arm up, didn't put two arms up. And all the while, I feel like laser eyes in the back of my head. I know you're back there watching me being grumpy. I wasn't 100% happy because you weren't next to me.
And
worse, you were burning holes in my head with your mad eyes. And then so during the third song, you come next to me and you're like, and I'm like, eh, hi, babe. I know. He said, I'm grumpy. During the first and second song, all I did besides singing along and keeping one eye open from time to time.
You couldn't see me in the front row.
No, I got to see what's going on. I was literally praying, Lord Jesus, please lift Tina up. Please lift her up. Please lift her. She's here. I know she's mad. She's grumpy. Lift her up, Lord. And then it seemed like the prayer hadn't worked.
Here's me in the back, like, God, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I am. I'm repenting. But I love being mad. Part of the worship, and I love being next to my husband. I'm really sorry, but I'm mad. I'm really grumpy.
I'm really mad right now.
So I was torn between two worlds. Oh. So anyway, yeah, I admit it.
It did all work out.
I will fulfill my commitment, but I told Annette, I said, maybe I'll do it maybe once a month because.
Well, it seems like if you're there for a second service or the third, then, you know, during the third service,
I have to stay there through the three songs if I stay for the next service.
Right. But then you could do the first one with me that you're at. And then, because are you not going to stay for two services in a row?
I'm already committed to do the 10, which is fine.
I wish I could help, but I have to run. Because for me, everything was backwards.
No, I know. So I will follow through on my commitment. Now I know. And it's on me because I didn't ask the question like, so what does this entail? Knowing full well that the way I just get ready for Pastor Jimmy's sermon is I love to do the worship. I love worshiping to God. I love being next to you. And it felt so odd for me to be standing there by myself, watching the door and being like, I couldn't even raise my arms, you know?
I got you.
So I was a little grumpy. I got over it though.
By the way,
I got over it.
Neither of us is the one who did three sermons in a row.
No, that's Pastor Jimmy.
My hat is off to that.
Oh, I know.
And just
know.
Imagine we're doing this show and then, okay, let's do the show again. Same thing, just the same jokes. Let's make them all land. You know, which of course he does. It always changes. It always changes for him.
Yes. And
the worship team too.
Yeah.
You know, they also have to do it's amazing what they're doing, and it's amazing. And I don't use that word easily.
And I love how Pastor Jimmy just energized the whole church to get ready for the fast. And he said that, you know, nothing moves the hands of God than spiritual hunger, and how, we're fasting so that God has more of us. So he was on fire in terms of, getting the church ready. And I really, really like that. It was good.
I wish sometimes that I could hang out and mull more and, you know, hang out, because I really have to go afterwards. And there's so many people, hey, Adam, like, hey, gotta go.
I know. And I'm very cognizant of that too.
That kind of sucks.
That's why I turned to you. I'm like, you gotta go, right? And you're like, yeah, I gotta go.
Because I love chatting with everybody. That's part of church, is part of, you know, hanging out. But anyway. It
brings me a lot of joy, you know, the worship and and Pastor Jimmy's sermon. I mean, a lot of joy. So I wasn't feeling the joy. I was a little grumpy.
Just a tad. Just a tad.
Yeah. So we're trying to plan this big vow renewal. It's getting
old. Yeah, no. I mean, this is not for you to say. It's for me to say. Okay, let's just back up for a second. I think this came about when we had Jimmy and Annette over.
Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Yeah, in this case, it was Jimmy and Annette.
Okay.
Because we're having dinner, we're hanging out. And then it came up, said, no, I'd love to renew, whatever it was, we'd love to renew our vows at the church in front of God. Because when we were talking about our wedding vows, and, you know, that we basically had a dog walker officiate the ceremony. And it was like, oh, the immediate was like, oh, it's great. And we looked at the calendar, it's on a Sunday, so we could do it in the church. And then somehow, all of a sudden... there's like little chapels, and we're having people over for champagne and cake.
And we have a
registry, and there's like a guest list, valet parking. All right, stop. Hold on a second. What happened to just renewing our vows in front of God and the church?
Yes.
And what happened? Because all of a sudden you got wrapped up and, you know, like, it's just going to be a few friends. I'm like, okay, if you invite them, you have to invite all of them.
I know. You're like, how many? We start counting them off. You're like, that's 30 people already. 30,
exactly.
And we only had 65 people.
And then we need staff. I said, we need staff to serve. No, everyone can get their own. We'll just have a buffet. A buffet? What?
I know. I'm honestly scaling it back.
And by the way, you know, we've been shown this beautiful chapel.
Yes.
Which is really, really pretty.
Yes.
And it's new, isn't it? Isn't it relatively new?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta be honest. I would love to just do this in our church.
Yeah. Yeah.
With our pastor, mm-hmm. our friends, and all our friends can come. We can have 300.
Yes.
Everybody's welcome to come.
But nobody else can come to our house afterwards.
Well, I mean, the whole thing. If you start, then I think I did say, well, what, we could have some cake and something to drink
at the church. Yeah,
that might. There's plenty of room there.
Yeah, yeah. Just something. Okay, I'll scale it back.
No.
I won't buy a new dress. I'll just pick out some rag out of my closet. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. There was a dress.
I'll wear sneakers.
There was a dress. What?
No, I'm kidding.
And this is going to be...
you can wear jeans.
This is going to be our fourth wedding.
And your untucked shirt. Our fourth wedding?
Well, we've both had three.
Oh.
This will be the fourth. None of those
count. Only the third one counted. Yeah.
But, I mean...
No, I get
it. How do you feel about that?
No, I'm 100% with you. I think that it should be...
And also, I'd love traditional... vows, you know, it's nice reading from scripture.
Yeah, well, I would defer to Pastor Jimmy. Yeah.
We don't have to write our own vows. You know, these vows exist. This is, for me, it's like a baptism of our marriage.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I thought the idea was until all of a sudden you went a little wacky.
What? Because I was like, oh, we could go to Six Twists. And then I'm like, that'd probably be like $5,000. Like, no.
I didn't even make that calculation, but thank you.
But I don't think we can have champagne at the church. So it'd just be, you know, bubbles or like grape juice.
We can't have alcohol?
No.
That's fine.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I don't think. So, yeah.
Topo Chico.
Topo Chico and cake.
The whole point is you and I renewing our vows, being together, one body.
Yes.
Under God.
All right. I'll pull it
indivisible
back.
With liberty and justice for all. Okay.
Sorry. I'll pull it back.
I got something mixed up there.
I'll pull it back.
No, so. Not pulling back. Scrap.
Scrap.
What's this pulling back?
Scrap the plan.
Let's just scrap all those plans.
Okay. Gosh, I'm just a little excited to get married to you again. That's fun.
No, it's a renewing of vows. It's different.
Just kind of excited. Yeah. Okay.
And then came the disappointing news of the week.
Oh.
This kind of broke my heart.
Yes, because we've been trying so hard.
Not just trying, praying.
Yeah, we pray every day.
Night, every night when we say our prayers before dinner, we pray and we thank God for helping Phoebe on her weight loss journey.
Yes.
Only so 1 pound.
We were excited for you to take her to the vet because you had to give
weighing,
her food.
The weighing station.
It's been about a month.
Yeah, and only 1 pound. And everybody was, all the ladies.
Did you hear a collective like, oh.
I said, what is it? What? Because at first it went to like 102. I'm like, wow. And then it went, vroom. I'm like, what? What? Only 1 pound?
Maybe that scale is wrong.
No, I had her pop on it again. We did it twice.
Oh.
No. No.
The poor thing, she's starving. She's licking her bowl now.
Well.
We don't understand because we are not giving her treats. So she's only lost, 12 pounds? 119 to 107?
13 pounds.
Okay.
Poor I'd like thing. To see you get down to 100 at
I know.
Least.
As soon as you walked in the door, I was like, well, and you're like, wah, wah.
No, that was rather sad.
So I have on here laundry. Loads and loads make me grumpy.
Okay. So
I've been grumpy this week, haven't I?
Really? I hadn't noticed. Oh, that's interesting. Really now. Do you know that you have two modes?
I do.
You have happy, joyous Tina, the one I married, which was apparently semi-fake news.
And that is not true.
And then
true.
There's every other version. And this is what I call the fine version. Is everything okay? You feel okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Danger, danger. And it's mainly just health issues. I mean, and I understand that.
Yeah.
Because that just ruins your day.
Yeah.
I get it. Just ruins your day. But the laundry thing, this has been going on since episode one of this show. Okay. Since episode one of this show, okay. I have explained that I am very happy to help with the laundry. And it is all, first of all, I only, when you're doing the laundry is when I say it, which is, and I know I said, hey, can I help? And I know that right then, that moment, you're like, you can't even pretend. Oh, this doesn't even matter. You're like, no, I'm already doing it. And I said, but I'm happy to do it. No, you can't wash my clothes. It's not, you don't know how to do it. I said, I program entire, I invented podcasting. Please tell me that I can operate the washing machine and I can do it with not just excellence, but with exuberance.
Listen, I've established so much fear in you and I have to stand and you'll go, can this go in the dryer? Can this go in the dryer?
I'm afraid to even look at the hamper.
And so
I'm telling you, when you're doing the laundry, I put my dirty clothes back in the drawer and wait an extra day before I put it in the hamper. Because the worst thing I can imagine is you just put the empty laundry basket back and then I put something in it.
I know
that you would just be like, oh, well, thanks. You couldn't have done that. This is a joke, by the way, all of Tina's girlfriends. I'm just messing around here, kind of. And I understand it.
Well,
I do.
The reason that it was difficult this last time is because I had to turn over the guest room because Ellen and Jesse were here.
Yeah.
So that was 5 additional loads of laundry.
Yes.
On top of our sheets, our towels, and then 3
But you
loads
won't let
clothes.
Anyone else do it. I mean, you could just say, hey, here's a crazy thought. My love. Could you give me a hand? Could you do the laundry from upstairs? Well, that's all that you would have said.
I said the next time you can do the upstairs. And you go, no thanks. That's what you said. You go, no thanks.
Yeah, I said that as you a joke, obviously.
But then I was carrying all the laundry and you were, I was kicking the laundry.
I mean, this is, it's like, you're like, boom, and then you walk, boom, and you go, boom. I'm like, hey, I'll bring it in, okay? It's all dented, and it's crying, and like, what did we do to deserve this treatment?
And you did say, you go, and you know what? You shrunk all my shirts. You said that to me.
Well, you did.
I didn't shrink your shirts. You grew.
Well, it's, that you definitely shrunk a couple sweaters.
What? You grew. I did not.
Listen, I stopped growing. I told you I stopped working out. So the reason that they shrunk is because you shrunk. No. Honey, I shrunk your clothes.
That is not true. Okay. Not true. I stand by.
You're an excellent washer.
Thank you. It's my claim to fame.
And I always, obviously. And I always thank you, and I'm always appreciative.
Yeah.
And I do my honey-do list.
Yes, you do.
I do.
I had to remind you a few times today.
Well, there was no post-it notes.
I know. I guess the post-it notes are effective.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, they get stuff done. Mm-hmm. But you didn't have to remind me this morning. I did it all.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. You did.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Before we get into my God
shot. You could say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Oh,
it wasn't just for me. It did for us.
You had two things to do.
Hey, they were challenging.
Print off a form.
Yeah,
and clean a vent.
Yeah, but I had to go to the vacuum cleaner. I did this all my own initiative. Oh. No one had asked for the vacuum cleaner. I was like, oh, I can fix this with the vacuum cleaner. I was vacuuming the vent in the shower. Hope you're satisfied. Oh.
You know how many times I've done that myself?
You have not vacuumed that vent.
You want to bet?
No.
Okay.
No, because you were like, can you take it off? You can't take it. You can't take that vent off.
I have vacuumed that thing, and I am vertically challenged. At least you are tall.
I had to stand on the steps.
I was on my tippy toes.
Are you sure you want to renew your vows? Are you very sure? Maybe we should have a party.
Oh, funny.
Yes.
Anyway, as I was saying,
yes.
Something that brought me.
Excuse me. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is this the chocolate salt? Did you only put half in here?
Yes. What? Yeah.
That's why.
Is it weak?
I'm like, this is hot water with a bit of taste. I'm like, where's?
Oh, because it's 16 ounce or 32. What is that? 24 ounces?
It's a Joe Rogan cup.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You want to go get some more?
No. I'll just drink the hot water. Crayon water, basically. Crayon tastes better.
Such a great show. No wine, crayon water. That's a good show title.
Crayon water? Yes. No wine, crayon water.
No, but I wanted to say, so I have this dear, dear friend. I know she doesn't listen to the show. I met Carla when I was 17 and she was 18. So it's been decades.
So you know her from Indy?
I know her from Indiana, yes. And I only get to talk to her a couple times a year, even though I miss her and I love her dearly. And we've been through so much together. She's just been like a rock for me and in my life in many, many instances. And she was going through a tough time and I got the chance to talk to her on Sunday. And I mean, I knew we would be on the phone for 2 hours. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was so lovely to talk to her.
Was that Sunday?
It was Sunday. No, it was Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
She was so joyful. I mean, and she, you know, she's a Christian and, you know, we were talking about, you know, where our lives are. And, you know, she had a rough time. She was married for a very long time and got a divorce and, was her idea for the divorce. And it's been, you know, her life is different. Her daughters are grown and she's going to be a grandma in June.
Nice.
Yeah. First granddaughter coming. And so she's really happy about that. But she had made a comment to me. She said, you know, I never really thought my life would be where it is right now. And I said, look at all the blessings you have.
Right.
I go, you have four beautiful children.
Because she was saying that as a negative?
Yes. Mm. I said, you have four beautiful children. You have a granddaughter coming. You have two weddings that are coming up.
Right.
I go, look at all your blessings. And then I read her Psalm 139, verse 13 through 16.
Yeah, the magic.
Yes.
The magic, yes.
I'm like, and look, I said, this was all written before you were born, but stand back and look at what God has given you. But it was so lovely to talk to her and hear her joy because I've heard so much of her sadness for several years.
I can recall some of those calls.
Yeah. Yes. And so her daughter's getting married next year, and we're going to have to go to that wedding.
Well, here's a question I have.
Yeah.
Why doesn't she listen to the show?
I don't know.
And that's an outrage.
Yeah.
I mean, she wants me to come to her daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
Doesn't listen to the show.
I don't think she knows about it.
What are we going to, this is your best friend from school?
Yes.
You didn't tell her about the show?
You know what? We've talked about so much. I mean, because we talk about our kids.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it just didn't come up.
You might want to let her know.
Well, maybe I'll send her a quote. Yeah.
just so you know, there's an opportunity to become a salmon. Yay. Get yourself a couple of sippy cups.
But there you go. And that was joy for me. That was joy.
Yes.
And so that word is constantly in the forefront of my mind.
It's shown up at least five times, not by coincidence, obviously. It just pops up, and there's the word joy.
Oh,
there's the word joy.
I know.
And I see the same thing with encourage, by the way.
Yes.
I see the same thing. That's my word for this year.
So I have my God shots are definitely tied to joy.
Would you like to do one?
Let's do it.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
I love that.
What is the pew?
Who knows? Oh. It's just the sound effect. Pew. Is it pew, pew, oh, okay. Pew?
Well, I alluded to this earlier. I talked about it earlier, not alluded to it, but about the book that I chose from Joyce Meyer. Myers. I'm not
James.
Sure.
James.
About James and how I turned the page. And when I opened the book, in the very first page said, tests and trials lead to joy.
Yes.
And that stopped me. And I'm like, okay.
It's Meyer.
I gotcha. I see what you're doing there. And so I started reading this. And I know that this is the Surgeon General's favorite verse too. But the one thing, I've been struggling.
James 1, 2.
You know, I've been struggling with this fatigue, which I think is definitely tied to my thyroid. And we're getting answers, which I'm really happy about, and trying to get it rebalanced. And I turn and I start reading this book, and the second verse in James 1 is, consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And that was just a reminder to me to stay joyful. And that,
and what's the line right after that for perseverance? I think it continues with perseverance.
Oh yeah.
It?
I only have it up to that point.
Okay.
But that was a message to me, even though I'm going to fall, it's joyful, even though it's hard, it's joyful because I'm going to get out on the other side of it. Do you have the remainder?
Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
Yeah. 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 So it was so interesting how out of all the books on that shelf, I grabbed that one and opened that page.
Right there, right on the inside. It's Meyer, by the way.
Oh, Meyer. Yeah. Thank you. And so it's just, God just is, it's there. I mean, God is always there. You just have to be still and listen. And
oh yeah.
Always. And so then this morning I had a really rough day yesterday, as you know, with the fatigue. And so,
saved by the McDonald's coffee.
Yes. And so this morning I've been going out. I've been doing my grounding, taking my shoes off. It's 36 degrees outside, putting my bare feet in the ground.
Sunlight before blue light.
Yes. Daylight before blue light. And facing east. So I watch the sun actually come up.
It's beautiful out here.
It's so interesting because I'm standing in the grass and my feet are not cold. Not cold at all. It's the strangest thing. And I start to pray, and I had a really hard day yesterday because of the fatigue, and I'm just getting at my wit's end with it and was lamenting and tears and just sadness about it. And I heard the Holy Spirit as clear as day.
Finally, you've been waiting for this.
Focus on your blessings. Your challenges will be resolved. Focus on your blessings.
Wow.
And so then I came in and I was led to read Galatians. Okay. And so I came out with, of course, this verse, which is a very popular verse, which is chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. And self-control. Against such things, there is no law. And so there's that word joy again. So that's why God is always there. And so that's been in my head all day. Focus on your blessings. focus on the conflicts and the challenges will resolve itself. Focus on what you have. Focus on what you have, not what you don't have. It was as clear as day for me. And I stood out there watching that sun come up and heard that. Yeah.
Wow.
It was very impactful. And I had a really good day today, too.
You did.
Andrea and I went to Costco.
Exactly. You came home. Lunch. You were bouncy, jolly, happy.
Bouncy, jolly?
Bouncy, jolly. Bouncy, bounce. Bouncy, jolly. Isn't that a thing? Bouncy, jolly?
I had energy and you I did. Felt good.
You did.
And I had a lovely day with yeah. Andrea. And
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
This answered my prayer.
And she said, wait. And Andrea goes, you're like me. You kind of go and you get what you need and we get going. We're out of there.
You were
like,
gone for 6 hours. Where did you go? You didn't just go and you got out of there. You went all kinds of places,
apparently.
We went
to Costco. Then we went to, we went and had lunch. Then I went and bought heavier dumbbells. And we were boom, 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 boom. We went to HEB. And then we went to go see Jeannie and her sweet little puppy, Emmett. We were doing a lot, but today was a good day because I focused on my blessings. Yes.
Well, isn't there an actual scripture, count your blessings?
Sure.
I think there is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should look that up.
I mean, we're always going to have challenges. Always. There's always going to be something that we're not happy about, but focus on what you have, what's right there.
Psalm 103, I believe. No, I think it's.
You're not prepared.
Well, no, I'm not. Just thought.
Yeah,
about
you're just it. You're just shooting darts.
No. Because I know what I've. How dare you question this theologian?
That's taking it a little far. You're a podcaster, dude.
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. Now, I think rejoice always, pray without ceasing. I'm sure that there was a count your blessings in there somewhere.
We'll get back to you on
anyway,
that.
My prayer, since I, for some reason.
You should come with the God shot, too. It shouldn't just be Tina's okay. God shot.
Okay. Well, if I have a jingle, I'll consider it.
Oh.
I need to talk to the jingle department.
I am not the jingle department.
But I've learned that it seems to work better if I pray for God to lift people up who are sick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, because I've been, heal, please. Heal this person, on earth as it is in heaven, perfect body as they'll have. And but when I say lift this person, I've been praying for God to lift you up, mm-hmm. literally. Because mm-hmm. I've been, of course, praying for healing.
Mm-hmm.
But the lifting you up part I've been doing for the past couple, maybe two weeks.
No.
Just like, if you can get that. And we were reading the other day, another thing that I can't remember, but it was like...
probably because of lack of food.
It was, yes, I'm going to keel over. It was about the, that if your spirit is intact, that's really almost everything, not having your spirit crushed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so anyway. For me, I love seeing you like that.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Got an email from Grand Duke David Foley I wanted to share.
Oh, he's lovely.
He said, I was listening to last week's show. You were mentioning about while reading a particular book in the Bible, you would sometimes reference different books. I think I shared this with Adam. He sent this to you, but he copied me. Jordan Peterson, in his amazing Bible series, brought up the fact that the Bible has, get this, 65,000 hyperlinks, references between books, and he has a YouTube link in there, which I put in the show notes. Did you look at that? Did you look at that?
Not yet. I have.
Oh,
not.
Man.
Really?
Yeah. And that's in that Spirit-filled Bible from the McGuinns.
Yeah.
They have all these references. It kind of spelled out even better than our study Bible. It is amazing. It really is. The cross references. It's phenomenal. I just want to keep clicking on the paper. Like, take me there. Take me there. Oh, take me there. That doesn't work.
You know, Andrea's doing a 1-year Bible plan, and it is arranged like that. It goes back and forth? Yes. It goes a New Testament to Old Testament with the connections. Yes.
That's pretty cool. It never gets old.
Yeah.
I am... I started playing chess. I have a chess buddy now.
I know you got
on
your butt,
Tuesday.
Your butt kicked big time.
William from our church. He had a horrible car accident around the same.
Just
to reiterate, not everyone listens to every single episode. This is what podcasters do.
Oh, jeez.
It's called a callback.
Whatever,
dude. I know I bore you with repetition, but trust me. And when he was 19, my life and career went a whole other direction. So, and we met at the church, and so we met once or twice to say, hey, I forget what it was, but somehow chess came up. So you play? And he said, yeah, I play. He said, well, let's play next Tuesday. So I walk into Java Ranch.
The home of lukewarm coffee.
Which is just fine. We had one bad experience. The coffee there is great.
I've been there several times, and the coffee's always like 125 degrees, which is cold.
The cappuccino is lovely.
Okay.
And I see he's got like a professional carrying case. He's got everything set up. I'm like, uh-oh. We played for like one game, almost an hour.
Wow.
And I thought I had him, and I haven't played in a while. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, I played last week. And I'm like, what? You're a shill. So now.
Luckily, he didn't say you want to put a little money on this.
No. Tuesday, I have my revenge. Yes, Tuesday, I have my revenge.
Have you been reading up on it to like
know
the place?
No, no.
So you can wipe the floor with them?
No.
Okay.
We'll, he's like, oh, normally I do Tai Chi on Tuesdays. I said, really?
He's going to have you going to Tai Chi next.
I don't think so. I said, would you rather
I'd love
do Tai Chi?
He said, with your no, gargoyle no. arm.
You have nothing but good things to say about me.
You're looking awfully handsome.
Wow. Oh, yeah. No, flattery will get you flattery will get you nowhere.
Oh, yes, it will.
I also did the Tom Woods show.
Yes.
Yeah. In the meantime, I think it came out today.
Oh, did it?
I think so.
I'm not on social media.
And it was interesting because he said, Adam, he almost started the show off with that. He said, everything's so dark and gloomy. White pill us here. Do you have something good to look forward to? And I said, wow. He said, I got to be honest with you, man. Like, I witnessed God this past year, and I've become a Christian. I was baptized, and I see nothing but beautiful things ahead. And you could see Tom Woods going, what? He said,
This is not
what I expected you to say. And then he said, is it too personal for me to ask, how that happened? I said, no, are you kidding me? Sit back. Let me tell you, Tom. So I'll post a link to it when it comes out.
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about other crazy stuff, of course.
Yeah.
You could really see that. And he said, you could see that he was taken aback, really.
You nudged him.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Through God, through you, nudged him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. Obviously. I know. I love watching my friends grow in their faith. Mm-hmm. I love that they come and I'm such a new Christian. I don't have the answers at all, but I love that they're newer than I am. So they're coming to me and asking me questions. And I love watching Brandy and her husband, Chris. They now go to Bridge and she's being baptized on Sunday's prayer night.
Oh, that's right. Yes. That's just Sunday. Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I'm so happy that we're going to be there. So, and I said, I will be there to put my hands on you if you want. So
I'm continuously surprised by the people who, I got an email today from an airline pilot. Mm-hmm. Who felt I was very wrong about a few things. Mm-hmm. And he's like, this is a discredit to the show and blah, blah. And just went on. I don't know how you got this idea. You were kind of right on that, but this is all wrong. And then he ends up by saying, by the way, I saw you, your testimony on Joe Rogan. That was really cool, brother. God bless. You were just yelling at me like, by the way, I love you, brother. God bless. Now that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Got schooled on a couple things, huh?
That obviously wasn't the point of being schooled, but yes, thank you. Why don't we thank some people? Okay. I can do that right.
Now it's time to hear from the Coke Sorkers.
Ah, yes. The Sorkers of the Coke.
We got to hear from
I did it wrong again. I keep saying corks, sort cokers.
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Coke Sorkers.
How long have you been doing this show, dude?
71 episodes.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know.
I'm telling you, no wine. Lack of wine
Sorkers
is my problem.
Sorkers of the corks? Did you say or cokes?
I don't know what
no,
I said.
Brother.
We have a couple of nice people checking in with us. This is value for value. And all that we ask is if you get any value from the podcast, you send it back to us. There's a number of ways you can do it. We love it when you use the modern podcast apps. You can get those at podcastapps.com. There's something called value for value. You can put in little bit of money into your app. Now it shows up as Satoshis, which is a subset of Bitcoin. The reason for that is it's I've decided that Bitcoin can make peace profitable. That's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah. But
there's something about Bitcoin that is very, very special. Has weird, you know, weird connotations amongst the traditional money people. But we can program it, which is great. So that means that you can send, you can say, oh, I love listening to Curry and the Keeper. I think the value is a dollar per show. And then when the minute you hit the play button, it starts sending 1/60th of that per hour. So every single minute, it'll send it back to us. Now, what's great about it is you can also send a boostergram. So you can send a note. These are the ones that we read on the show. Of course, we also accept PayPal, but it can be time and talent. So if you're doing art for us or just sending in a note, letting us know, you know, something we can read, all of that is fantastic. Value for value, time, talent, or treasure.
Yes.
And we start with Robin Tolbert, who has a switcheroo.
Switcheroo.
He says, I'm donating $52 for a birthday executive producership for my sister-in-law, Dame Bessie, the tea is silent.
Aw.
That's, I guess it's a no agenda thing. Dame Bessie, the tea is silent, who grape smashed me into listening to Curry and the Keeper this summer. Dame Bessie's birthday is January 12th.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And this Midwesterner knows it's better to be early than late.
That's right.
Thank you both for your honesty and your optimism.
Aw, thank you,
and
Robin. That's very sweet.
I'm gonna make sure we do the Dame Bessie, the tea is silent right away so I don't mess that one up. Okay, this is how we got to do this on the fly. By the way, if you reach $500 total, and if you do it through the Modern Podcast apps with Satoshis, it's one and a half times. It's a special promotion.
Yep.
You become a Salmon Yay. You get the official Salmon Yay sippy cups and the limited coasters.
Yeah.
How many do we have left of those limited edition coasters?
I'd have to count, but we've sent out several. And our glasses are on their way. I had to order some more.
For Pastor Jimmy and Dave Annette, yes.
Yeah, they got sidelined.
$50, associate executive producer for Paul Webb. I don't see a note from you, Paul.
I don't see a note either. Oh, I have no note. But he's in the UK.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. All right, Paul.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
61,200 sats from Phil Calvin. And he says, green bubble boost.
Oh, because you're the green bubble guy.
Because I'm the green bubble. Yes, yes, I am the green bubble. Yes. And proud of it. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Then we have Sarah Hubert.
Yes. Do you have her note?
I do. Now, she had originally sent a British check.
Yes.
Which I took to the bank and they went, yeah, Mr. Curry. along with another check. I forget who it was from.
Yes. Tony, and I emailed Tony her too. Hulse. I haven't heard from her. Yes.
And she had written on the check, Curry and the Keeper.
Yes.
And they said, well, who's the Keeper? I said, don't you listen to our show, bro? Say, yeah, but unless it's registered here, if it said Curry, comma, the Keeper, we probably could have gotten away with it, but it's probably better to say Adam and or Tina.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And maybe you could put Curry and the Keeper in the memo field. I love checks. I think they're fantastic the way that works in America.
Everybody takes checks here too.
Most people in the world think, what are you people?
You're writing
a
check?
You're backwards. Are you still in the Stone Ages?
I only get like that in the grocery store when I'm like, are you kidding me? You're writing a check?
Really?
You're pulling out your driver's license?
Do you really get mad when people do?
I do. No.
Yes, you do. Say it. Say it. You get mad. You guys start steaming up.
I question. Like,
I mean, I'm so afraid of people like you.
I'm like, my frozen food is melting over here.
I'm so afraid of people like you. When I roll up, I stick my card in right away because you can do it before anything. Right away. I always round up and I stick my card in. The one behind me getting all mad that I'm fumbling with my card. So Sarah said, please accept my second attempt at my 2 Timothy 4:3 donation.
Yes.
Now, what was that again? 2 Timothy 4. Well, you don't have that handy?
I don't.
You should look it up.
It was on her Christmas card.
But I'll continue reading the note.
I don't have it. I'm sorry.
Go to
Google.
Google. It's Google. Amazing. If you do in Google, 2 Timothy 4:3. You'd be amazed how quickly it pops up.
I'll pull it up in my Bible.
She said, I couldn't find anywhere to write an accompanying note, but please don't feel you have to read it out. No, we do. Of course we do. Thank you for your God shots. I am reading my way through the Bible. It's the New International Version. I have a way to go before I get to Revelation, but it prompted me to look up chapter 3, verse 11. It starts with, I am coming soon. Funny enough, I recently heard Adam say, Jesus, come quick. Probably on no agenda in response to some crazy news item. Yes.
Yes, you did say that.
I did say that. Mm-hmm. Those words now spring to mind whenever I hear new levels of cultural craziness. The way you responded to your friend about the Bible she's reading was so gracious, Tina. Learning to pause and not judge is something I'm trying to work on, along with my word, gratitude. That's her word for 2024. I am very grateful, she says, for currying the keeper.
Oh, thank you,
and
Sarah.
Thank you
so
very much.
Sweet.
And so sweet of you to resend that.
So 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 is, for a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desire and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. I think remember she was talking about the UK. Mm-hmm. That's what she was talking about. Thank you, Sarah. That's so sweet.
And then I have, this is interesting. I have Pastor Jimmy, 33,333. Mm. And somehow, let me just make sure I didn't lose his note. Here we go. So many nuggets. Is this the one? No, that's not the one. Pastor Jimmy, somehow I lost his note. No, I have no Boostagram with his. That's
what?
Weird.
What?
It's like. He's like, oh, just let me boost him. I got nothing to say.
Oh, he has no note?
He has no Boostagram. That's odd. That's so unlike him.
He must not like us anymore.
By the way, good news for all you Living Up in a Down World fans. They are recording a new show tomorrow on Thursday, so it should be...
I have his message.
Oh, you do?
Another great episode, kids. We love you guys and are looking forward to doing life in 2024. We get to do this, KTLD and KYO, Kaibol.
Kaibol. KYBO. Did you get that off of Fountain?
Yes.
Odd.
Yeah.
Well, Fountain, they just released a new version and it's really, really good. It's very fast.
So good you couldn't find the message.
That must be me. I'll chalk that up to me. Who knows what happened there?
Oh.
Thank you, Pastor Jimmy.
Thank you, Pastor Jimmy.
Again, a new Living Up in a Down World drops, as the kids say, tomorrow.
Oh. Pew.
11,111.
Wait, do you have the 20,000?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sets? You're right. Oh, you're right. I do.
Oh, do I need to be sitting over there?
You do.
Okay.
Cardboard Warrior.
Yeah.
20,000 sets. Tina, please share your tri-tip recipe.
Oh, I will.
In the evening and God bless. Okay, here it consists of putting some stuff on it and then giving it to Adam.
To cook.
Excuse me. It's a little more than cooking. I mean, low and slow. You're going to put all that in it and then you need to get your pan hot, your iron cast skillet. And psh, psh, psh. You got to smoke up the house. If you can see through the end of the living room, you've done something wrong.
Email me, tina@curry.com. I'll share the recipe.
Why don't we publish it? We should publish it.
All right.
Then we have 11,111 from Sir Brian with an I. Then he says
11,111.
Mm-hmm. It's a row of sticks.
Yes.
You asked how many nicknames we have for our pets. Well, my dog Chloe only has one nickname. Clint calls her Cloaca. Cloaca. I'm sorry, Cloaca. That's what chickens.
Cloaca.
Cloaca.
Cloaco.
Cloaca.
He's got it phonetically.
I think that's borderline animal abuse. If you didn't take public high school biology, see cloak. It's what chicken has.
Oh.
Feel free to Google the word. I won't tell you what it means. I've been told more than once that this is a family show. But just a little hint, a cloaca, as Clint describes it, is an anatomical one-stop shop for birds, chickens. I, on the other hand, love my dog. In the evening, Chloe, want to go in the car? Want to go in the car? Want a treat? Chloe? Is our dog looking? Because she always gets excited when I say that.
She is sleeping.
And then?
Thank you, Brian.
Well, he's not done. 7777.
Oh, really?
Is this the one from last week?
No, it's January 3rd, yes.
No, but we did the show on January 2nd. Oh, we did the show on January 3rd.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh. What is going on over there?
No wine, no food.
I can tell. No wine, no food.
No wine. Is there anything else on the Fountain app that you saw? Because I'm clearly failing. Anything else?
I have, well, I'm at I've got 5,000 sats. Oh.
No, that can't be.
I have 5,000 sats from Cardboard Warrior.
Yeah.
From 4 days
with
ago.
With no note. Yeah.
Yeah. Trish M70. 2,000 sats.
And Voodoo 76 with 1,008.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It says you're amazing.
Yes.
And then user 516358 90.
Yep.
Change your name.
Yes.
500 sats with a heart emoji.
And I apologize for Adam. He's having a rough go.
I am.
He really is.
There's something about when I order the stuff and I put it in the right order, somehow it screws up. It somehow Brian just keeps coming back. What?
Do I need to take that on too?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
We can talk about
it. Be doing the
we
show
can talk
by myself.
About it in the meeting. Talk about it in the meeting.
We're having a meeting after this too. I have some things to discuss.
I don't think so. I'll be walking the dog.
Thank you, everybody. We appreciate
it. We really do. Go to curryandthekeeper.com. There we have a donate page. And there's also the newsletter sign up is right at the top in the menu.
Yes.
Check the other way. Yes. And sign up because the newsletters are good.
Oh, who writes them?
The newsletter department.
Oh.
Yeah. And who always is the stupid model to look dorky in the picture?
That is not.
That would be me from the model department.
You are totally in it. You're like, you want me to look like this? You want me to like look sad puppy face?
I was smiling. You went, no, don't smile.
No, it's an empty glass. Look, you're clearly struggling over there.
I know. I don't know what to do with myself.
You're drinking cran water.
I have an idea. How about the question of the week? Let's get out of this quick. I don't know if I can do this right. Everything else is going wrong so far. No wine, no question.
Oh.
I don't even want to participate.
Okay, next week,
yes,
it's your responsibility to come up with the question for the week.
Okay, and we'll see how easy it is for you to come up with the answer on the fly.
Okay, I'm down.
By the way, this really is disgusting. This crayon water you gave me, you should taste it. Did you taste that?
I don't want it.
No, of course not.
I'm sorry.
And it was like magenta, one of those colors no one wants.
No, it's brown. It's light brown.
It's very light brown.
I'm sorry.
It's more like puddle water. There you go. Warmed over puddle water. Mm-hmm. All right. Question of the week, everybody.
Right. Share with the Cork Soakers of Vineyard Nation one of the fondest memories you have with one of your sisters or both of your sisters.
Huh. The fondest memory... Can you go first?
Yes. I have a couple. So
you have a couple sisters.
Four sisters. I had four sisters. One passed away. Yes. So yeah. I have memories for each of them. Mm-hmm. In 2014, I had just moved to Austin and my sister Tony and Angie flew to Austin to celebrate my birthday with me. And we had just a blast. And at one point, everybody got so tipsy that we had a picture of Tony in the parking lot laying flat on her face in her dress and her heels.
I've seen this picture.
And every time
newsletter.
And so every time that night when we would pull it up, we would just start cracking up laughing because she was hysterical. And then I forced them to walk up the hill on South Congress because they were hungover and they were done. Anyway, that's one of my fondest memories, but probably one of my most favorite memories is when I flew to Chicago and surprised my sister Lisa for her 50th birthday.
Oh, I remember that. That was great.
Absolutely no idea.
Yeah, that was on video.
And so she was in the room and she was putting on her makeup. I had checked in and got ready and I knock at the door and they say to Lisa, go answer the door. And she's like, you go answer the door. I'm getting ready. And so her girlfriend opens the door and I walk all the way in and she sees me and
she's jumping up and down,
And that to me was one of the most coolest memories that I've had with her.
So
you're welcome, Lisa.
I really enjoyed it when my sisters were at our wedding. That was really...
How about when I first met your sister?
No, this is my...
Oh, okay.
Why don't you just take over the role of both hosts? You want this mic?
Maybe.
And this may sound a little weird, but we were kind of estranged, my sisters and I.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never know that.
Well, I moved to America and I was on a rocket ship career.
You were a big man on campus.
Well, this is before we had, you know, even texting, really, almost. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was, in fact, no, that wasn't a thing in 87. So, you know, there was just the contact wasn't very frequent. All my fault, of course. Which that Tiffany, of all people, would just sit there and steam. You know, I'd call on her birthday. But in an odd way, when my mom passed and we were all there as she passed, and my mom had left these envelopes to be opened because she was well prepared for it. And she left these envelopes for each of us. And we opened them all that night all together. And they were hilarious.
Oh,
she had really funny things to say.
Oh.
And just, I think we even had a pizza. My mom's laying next door. And yeah, I mean, while we were all very sick, this was a long time. She was sick for a very long time. It was somehow a really close, very joyous moment, particularly because my mom's humor was in the middle of it. And Bob was there too, her husband. That's a very fond memory I have of me and my sisters.
And so in the middle of your grief, you had joy.
Yeah, we had joy.
Oh, that's a sweet
memory. We had joy. We had fun.
Aww.
We had seasons in the sun. There you go. Hey, now.
Anything else you want to add? Because I have one last thing.
No, I'm done. Thank you. I know my time allotment.
Okay. No, that's really sweet, honey. I love that. Yeah. Hey, I may have to do that.
What?
Write letters.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was the best. And, you know, my mom was also like, I've paid for my funeral and everyone gets one cup of coffee and it's a plain old coffin and you burn it. And Adam, don't you dare do anything more.
Oh.
Except then she said, and I want a 1950s rock and roll party.
Oh, did you do that?
Oh, yeah. I got hot rods. It was hard to get hot rods in Holland, but I got hot rods. I had a jukebox. I had, you know, petticoats, Bobby socks, the whole thing.
Oh, Adam, messed up.
What did you do,
you
babe?
Messed up, actually.
Oh, of course I did. I'm sorry. In advance. So what did I do wrong?
We got the Thunder shirt in the mail and the little card.
You have to talk about it. Yes.
I don't have the little card who sent it. I can't find it.
It's on your side of the desk.
Well, you moved it around.
I moved nothing.
Yes.
I touched nothing. No. Check it in the box.
In the box?
I don't know. Check somewhere. Well, tell everybody what it is first. Well, I didn't touch it. Give me the box. Show me the box.
Here.
Give me the box.
Yeah. So we got this Thunder shirt for Phoebe in an extra large.
Recommended for thunder, fireworks, separation anxiety, travel, and vet visits.
And I had his card because they sent a little card.
I can't find it. I really didn't touch it.
Oh, I'm so bummed. Hold on. Well, that stinks. I am so sorry. It's Adam's fault.
No, it's not.
You're off your game tonight.
I didn't touch. I'm not off my game. I'm spot on. I mean, you've laughed throughout the whole show.
Oh, man. I feel so bad now. Hold on. Let me open it. Maybe it slipped in here.
This is.
Oh, no. Shoot.
We'll find it. We'll get an email.
We'll fix it on the next show.
But stop blaming it on me.
It fits her, so
we're you happy tried about it?
That. Yes, it fits her.
Oh,
yes.
Perfect. Okay.
I'm so sorry, but thank you.
Any other cards you want to read?
No. Mm-mm. No. Aw.
Okay, well, you really end the show on a downer here.
You got anything fun to add?
No, I mean, I got my dead mom story, and then you went into, I'm sorry, I don't have the card. What are we going to do?
I thought I had it. Shoot. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's okay.
I think it's in the box you taped up.
No, it has, no.
It's in the garage.
No, take that back. No.
Oh.
Are you ready for the meeting?
Yes.
Okay. I love you, Mrs. Curry.
I love you, too. I'm sorry I was so hard on you tonight.
We'll see. What else is new? See you next week, everybody.
Vineyard Nation. In the evening.
The Curry and the Keeper.